All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Podcast. This is a budget bestie meetup that we do once a month. If you would like to join us for the meetup, you are more than welcome. Just save your seat at budgetsmadeeasy.com/meetup and you can come and join us as well. So tonight we are with our Money Success Club members, and this month's focus is about stopping overspending. We also covered this during the Jumpstart Week with Money Success Club. I believe it was day 4. We talked about money mindset and overspending. And tonight I want to dive deeper into that as well. So let's get started. Hey there. Welcome to the Money Mindset Podcast. I'm Ashley Patrick, realistic, judgment-free money coach, and I've been a money coach for over 7 years. I break down the overwhelming side of money that keeps you in debt and living paycheck to paycheck. Let's dive into it. All right. So a couple of things that I wanted to discuss in this episode is lifestyle creep, because, you know, we don't talk about that enough, especially just with the rising cost of everything. It's not even as much of lifestyle creep as it is just inflation. But lifestyle creep is a concern. And if we are not mindful about it, it can quickly get out of control. And basically what lifestyle creep is as you make more money, you spend more money. So it is like, it's never enough, right? Like you have extra money, so you spend extra money. I have seen, you know, so many people that make really good money, but they also have a lot of debt. So for me, obviously I work with people that want to pay off debt, right? And they're struggling to do that. So, a lot of people that do make really good money and high income earners, they also have a lot of debt or even higher debt than lower income or, you know, middle class income, because they make more money, right? It's easier to spend a lot of money when you make a lot of money. And so a lot of times it does correlate. And so what happens is you may go from, you know, making a good income, but not having, you know, a ton of spending money. And as you get raises or maybe change positions and start making more money, then you add in a car payment, then you add in, just more eating out, more vacations, more just swiping the credit card because you can't afford it, right? It's like, okay, I make good money. I can afford this without really being intentional with where your money is going. And it really is like the more money you make, the less your mindset is around being intentional. To a certain extent, because the less money you make, you do have to be more mindful to a certain extent, because you have to really, you know, pinch your pennies and be frugal. Whereas when you have more money or are making more money, it is a lot easier just to have that mindset of I can afford it and just constantly swiping the credit card. And that is where lifestyle creep happens. You get a bigger house, you get another car, you should be able to afford, you know, private school or travel sports are insanely expensive, right? Or maybe gymnastics and dance and like all those things that can add up, especially when you get into like competition sports and things like that. So, that is where lifestyle creep really, happens. And it's really easy to fall into because, you know, you make good money. And when you have that mindset of I make good money, I can afford it, it's really easy for it to get out of control really, really quickly. So it's important to just be mindful of that. And as your income increases, and especially, or even if you're paying off debt, and then you've got more wiggle room in your budget and you have a bigger cushion, it's really easy for that to be spent on random things as well, which is also part of that same mindset, right? And so either way, we've got to be intentional and mindful with where our money is going. And so that is part of it too, right? Is being intentional with where you want your money to go, no matter how much money you make. So even if you make a lot, if you make a little, somewhere in between, you know, average, middle class, you still have to be intentional with where you want your money to go. And part of that is having a plan for it, right? Having a plan for when you have an extra paycheck, if you get paid biweekly, having a plan for bonuses, for tax refunds, for those extra paychecks. I think I already mentioned. So extra paychecks, tax refunds, bonuses, you know, child support, selling something. So if you sell something that you're going to get like a decent chunk of cash for, like being mindful and intentional with what you want to do with that money, because it will very easily disappear. And it'll be a little bit here, $100 here, $100 there. And before you know it, it's gone. Because it adds up really quickly, right? Let me know in the chat if you have struggled with that in the past. Because I mean, I still struggle with it if we're not intentional, right? Like going through the drive-thru for my family is easily $50, like just for the drive-thru. So if we do that several times a month, which we can easily do, it's like, oh my gosh, like where did all the money go? It's crazy. So you do have to be intentional with your money and even extra money coming in and having a plan for that. So another thing that we did talk about during the Jumpstart week is identifying our triggers. And that's going to be a little bit different for everybody. But what are those things? And let me know in the chat what you think is a trigger for you. Those things that cause you to spend money when you didn't plan for it. And sometimes it's because we're depressed. We are bored, could be anxious. You know, it could just be a habit to grab your phone and start scrolling. Monica says, yes, not planning results in mindless card swiping. Yes. Yeah. And it's so easy to do. Cindy says, we got a HELOC when we needed to pay for a $9,000 new furnace and AC almost 2 years ago. Why can't they just give you $10,000? Instead, I think it was $20,000 or $25,000. And yet, a few months later, it was almost at the limit, still trying to pay it off. Yep. So, you know, it is very easy to fall into that trap. And so you do have to be mindful, very intentional. And if you're not, you can just dig that hole deeper and deeper. So identifying triggers, you know, if you are following accounts like on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and you start seeing things that make you feel like you're inadequate. You know, I've struggled with this a lot in the past. I really don't with social media anymore because I have curated who I follow and I have unfollowed or moved people that would get me all wound up or make me feel less than or like make me want to like spend a bunch of money. I don't follow those people. I have several different accounts. And so I've moved, you know, people like friends that I don't agree with the stuff they post, or it just gets me angry and upset. I literally don't see it. Like I've moved it to one of my other accounts. So we're still friends, but I don't see what they're posting. And I am much happier that way. And so like for Instagram, I don't follow any of my friends on Instagram. Instagram is my happy place. And it's only things that I actually want to see. And so when you take control of your social media that way, it is really helpful in not getting in that comparison and just that spiral of seeing what other people are doing and like feeling like they're more successful. They have more money. They are better than you. Or, ooh, I really want that curtains they have. Like that happens to me sometimes. I'll be like, oh, I really need that. But it is important to make sure that the things that you are looking at on a daily basis, and you know, our phones, we're looking at multiple times an hour, that it's things that you actually want to see and that is helpful for you and not like negatively impacting your mental health as well as your financial health too. Alyssa says, my trigger is comparing my life and situations to others. Yes, I do that as well. So, you know, I shared that during the Jumpstart week, some of the things that triggered me recently. And I've been thinking about that more since we discussed it. And, you know, typically some of the things that triggered me in this one situation would not have triggered me on their own. Typically, like I've never been trendy. I'm always behind the trends. Like I've never cared about like new fashion or really any of that kind of stuff. Like we just painted our living room. We've lived here for, this is our 12th year. We got it painted in June. So it's like, you know, other people probably would have painted their walls like years ago. I still have empty walls because I don't even know what I'm going to put on them. And it's been 9 months or something, something like that. And so I typically that kind of stuff like isn't important to me. But this particular situation had several layers of things that triggered me, and they really compounded and triggered me more altogether rather than like individual things that would sometimes trigger me, and then with some that don't usually trigger me at all. But just the totality of all of these things like really sent me in a spiral. And as you guys know, I ordered a bunch of stuff on Amazon. I mean, it was like $100. It was, I mean, the stuff was actually cheaper than I thought. I think that with like home decor, I get overwhelmed with like picking the right thing. And I think it's going to be so expensive, but a lot of stuff I bought was not expensive at all. It was actually kind of cheap, like $10 or less. So I only spent like $100. My stuff looks really cute. And so I don't necessarily regret it, but what I did was really analyze and think about why that situation triggered me in such a way that I felt like I wanted to spend money on those things. And so it's really important to do that. Like, you know, I could sit here and beat myself up and be ashamed and not even share that I did that, because I mean, it's $100. Like I spend way more than that on groceries and kids for random things and stuff, but I hadn't planned for that. Like that wasn't on my list of priorities. It was just that I was feeling a certain type of way because of a certain situation. And the way I reacted and dealt with that was to shop and spend money. And so that is why I really analyzed it. Like, why did I do that? And so it's important to do that for yourself as well. Like if you are feeling a certain type of way around certain people or following certain accounts or even getting certain emails, and you feel like it's causing you to spend money that you don't necessarily want to spend, then it's important to unsubscribe from emails, unfollow people on social media, and identify what exactly is triggering you. Because once you identify that, it will make it easier in the future to, it'll make it easier for you to change how you respond to the trigger, right? It may still trigger you, but it may get better once you identify it and recognize why it's triggering you. But you can change the way you respond to it. So you can respond to it in a healthier way. All right. So some of the other things that you can do. So I mentioned unfollowing, unsubscribing. Another thing that I highly recommend is deleting shopping apps. Delete Amazon from your phone, delete Target, delete Chewy, delete whichever Temu, whichever app that you, when you're bored, you open it and you start looking for things, delete it. You can still go to the website. Like if you really need to look for something, you can pull it up in an internet browser. It's less convenient to look that way, especially on a mobile device, But it will help you get out of that habit of whenever you pick up your phone every 10 seconds. I'm the same way, but you know, we all do it, constantly picking up our phones and, you know, scrolling at stuff because it's a habit. And so, you know, delete those apps that are causing you to spend money. Another thing that you can do is to delete your saved credit cards. And I know when I have suggested this in the past, people have told me they have their card memorized, so that wouldn't work for them. But if you don't, if you don't have it memorized already, delete it. So remove it from your saved cards from whichever website that you like to shop at. And if you do have your credit card or debit card or whatever, your number memorized, maybe you need to get a new one and not memorize it. That's a lot of numbers to memorize. I can't, I don't have that capacity. So, you know, and like I've mentioned, along with the shopping apps and, you know, social media is your habits. So identifying those habits that you are doing on a regular basis that is causing you to overspend. So maybe at like the end of the day, you're trying to relax, unwind before bed, and so you're scrolling your phone. That is a habit. So identifying the habits and the things that you are doing that is leading you to spend money that you don't want to spend. So, you know, just all in the realm of identifying and removing some of those triggers for you. Cindy says, I don't use my phone for shopping. I hate it. Yeah, because I can't read items or what I want. I'm always on my laptop. Yeah, I prefer to be on my laptop as well. I don't like the small screen. And I just like being able to search better on a laptop. I agree with you, Cindy. I've gotten better at not buying just to buy something. Fast food is another story altogether. Yeah, fast food is my weakness as well, as you know. That is awesome. So, you know, if you aren't using your phone, you know, unsave your credit cards. So, you know, even your browser can save your credit card now. So if you are using that where you don't have to even type it in, maybe delete it from there as well. So just something to think about to increase your response time from the trigger. So that is another, tip or trick, is to try and increase the time from when you're bored or feeling a certain type of way that's making you want to shop, checking your emails, social media, all those things, and increase the time between actually like checking out. And so you get to decide what that time frame is. And maybe you need to try different time frames to see what works for you. It could be 24 hours, 48, 72. I've seen where some people mention like if it's a big purchase, wait a month. So that is up to you, but try different things to where you have to delay the checking out process. So you can still add it to cart, but you've got to go back a couple days later to actually check out, decide if you really want to spend your money that way. And probably the majority of the time you probably change your mind. But sometimes it can, especially as you're trying to get out of the habit, you can still add things to cart, but not check out and kind of create that delay. Now, if that doesn't work for you, then maybe you just don't do that at all. But if you still are feeling like you get that dopamine hit by adding things to cart or searching for things, then just take a step away and do something else before you actually check out. Cindy says, Google saves everything too, but most times still have to put in the CSV number from that. That is a good point. Yes. But that's only 3 digits. That's really easy to memorize. So I don't think that's going to stop anybody is the CSV number. So, but you can go in and delete it out of Google as well, because it saves it. And you can take it out of Safari. You can take it out of Apple Pay. You can take your saved credit cards out of there. So it doesn't save it anymore, and that it's not saved like across devices too. Let me know in the chat, what is something that you are going to do in order to kind of help curb overspending for your situation? Cindy says, not for me. I have several debit and credit cards that I use. I can't remember numbers anymore. Yeah. I can't even remember my mom's phone number. You know, we used to, I mean, I know I certainly did. I'm sure you guys did too. We're like, we would like, we knew people's numbers. Now you don't have to type it in. It's all saved. I can't remember anybody's number. Like the only number I know is my husband's. And that's because have had the same numbers forever. But I don't know anybody's phone numbers. Well, I guess I do know the police department's number that I worked for. That number is the only other number I know. Like literally, I don't know any other phone numbers. So I certainly can't remember a credit card number. All right. Let me check my notes to see if I, okay. So one last thing that I did want to mention in this episode is your mindset shift. So on the podcast, we talk a lot about your mindset. And one of the things that was mentioned in Atomic Habits by James Clear is kind of shifting how you identify. And what that looks like is one thing you can start saying to yourself is like, I don't do debt. Or I don't use credit cards, like, and make it something that like is part of your identity. And so in order to help curb overspending, it could be something like, I don't do debt. Like I don't go into debt. So I'm not going to use my credit card for anything that I don't actually have the money for right now. And that could be another statement too. I don't purchase anything I don't have the cash for right now on the credit card. So think of a statement that is kind of like, I don't, in that regard, to kind of tie it with your identity in a certain way so that, it'll help you, reach that goal. So, you know, another thing that we like to tell ourselves a lot is I deserve it. And we will use that to justify a purchase that we really know we probably shouldn't make, or we wouldn't be justifying it, right? But you can flip that and say, you know, I deserve to be debt free, or I deserve to not be stressed about payday. And so you just flip the mindset in that way. Cindy says, I don't know my husband's number, but I know his mom's. I used to call it all the time 31 years ago. I still remember the number I had growing up. Oh, I think I do know my husband's parents' phone number because I used to have to call it. No, that is one other number. I do know that number. They still have it. That's right. Yeah, I'm thinking of it now. I do. I'm pretty sure. I might have to look when I'm done to see if I have it right in my head. But yeah, I used to call it all the time too. I think that is the only other, I don't remember our number growing up. I don't remember that. Oh, that's funny. All right. For those of you that are here with me in the meetup, I'm going to change the screen. Feel free to turn on your video if you would like. I would love it if you did, if you're somewhere where you can. Yes, Jasmine says, I deserve to be stress-free. Therefore, I will not accrue more debt. Good. That's perfect. Yes, I love that, Jasmine. All right, the dogs are making noises. Okay, so does anybody have anything they would like to share? You can unmute yourself. You can turn on your video if you would like. And then we can share wins. So is there anything that I've mentioned tonight that you want to try? Like you're excited, like something clicked and you're like, ooh, I could try that. Maybe that would work for me. Let me know. You can put it in the chat, but I would love it if you would unmute and tell me. All right. Does anybody have any wins that they would like to share? What have you been working on? Hey, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. So I spent the other day at the library for a few hours. And out of my three accounts that I have to balance and stuff, I got one of them, my easiest one, yes, but I got one of them all done through November.
Woo! yeah.
And I don't have December done because all of a sudden I realized that Quicken is not downloading the information for my credit union since November. And it was doing it to all of my accounts. So I had to call Quicken and say, what's going on? And I had to like disconnect every single account, including my savings accounts and stuff, because I still download even though I don't balance it. And then reconnect them all. And I don't know if we missed this one or it didn't take. I don't know. But it hasn't updated since November. So that's on my bucket list for tomorrow or Friday to get that one. Because the other ones look like they have updated since. It's just this one account. So that I can do the December, January, and February. And I'll be all caught up with that one.
Well, good.
And then I have to move on to the end. So I'm trying to get everything together by the end of the month before Easter. That's really my goal, even though my appointment's not till the 17th.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I have that issue with QuickBooks a lot. Well, I guess I haven't recently, but it seemed like it was a lot last year where it kept disconnecting and I'd have to go in and reconnect it. It seemed like every month whenever my bookkeeper was trying to do it, it was so annoying. But I guess they haven't asked me in a little bit, but yeah, that's annoying when it won't connect because that's the whole reason to use those programs.
Right. Well, our credit union updated their app and everything in, I think it was in November, and then it went live 1st of December or something like that. And it seemed like when they made that change was when everything got screwed up because they changed things on their end.
Gotcha.
And now every time I want to download my information, it forces me to request a code number and it's texted to my phone. And then I have to put that code number in order to download everything. I never had to do that before, but apparently it's an update for security with our credit union and they're requesting it now. And I'm like, this is such a pain in the butt. I'm doing this all the time. Sometimes twice in one day I'll do it, you know, because I forget that I did it earlier.
Yeah. And I have that coming up as well. And even if I hit like remember device, it'll remember it for like a day, if one that. Time. And then, and then I have to do it again. It's like, I mean, it is good. It is added security. But when you're checking it frequently, it's like, okay, like, you know, this is my device. Like, why are you still asking me for this? Just keep me logged in. Come on. All right. Anybody else have anything they would like to share? You can put it in the chat if you don't want to unmute.
Then I have a win and a loss that turns out to be a neutral. Does that count?
Sure. Share away.
I went to Secretary of State the other day on Friday, I think it was, because I told you I hadn't gotten my check in February.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they give you the check the month after you earn it. And for some reason they gave me the end of February, my January check that I normally would have gotten the end of February. For some reason they gave it to me early. I don't know why, but that left me with no check for February.
Annoying.
And when you're not expecting it, that's, you know, so now I have to wait till the end of March and then I'll get my check. Then it'll be on the normal rotation.
Yeah. So, I was wondering if that's what happened. I think you were wondering that too, but I guess at least you know now, but that's annoying when you were expecting it and then it didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
really
and John's EBT didn't end up on his account for February for his food. And I'm like, what's going on? Well, and that's partly my fault because I found out they'd send out a redetermination letter every so often. Guess when it came? Before Christmas, when I was sick.
Oh,
so of course I missed it and never filled it out. I kind of remember seeing it now, but I never filled it out because it was like, I can't deal with this right now. I have no mental space at all. And so they're supposed to send me a new form hopefully tomorrow and just fill it out and send it back. And apparently it'll come back.
Man. So, Well, you got to get those taxes done to help make up the difference. Make it up for
I
this
got
month.
to.
It's been a rough month already.
I don't want 24 to be like 23.
Well, I mean, overall, it's going to be better. I have some hiccups here in in February. It's March
It
now,
has to
so
be.
it has to be. Yeah. It'll get better once things get rolling smoothly. All right. Well, thank you for joining me for this budget bestie meetup. If you would like to join us in the future, feel free to save your seat. We do it once a month at budgetsmadeeasy.com/meetup, and I will talk to you soon.